Well, we're beginning our journey to Christmas this year. And this year, what we're going to be talking about is how we can find comfort and joy in this Christmas season. And what I know for all of us is that we need more comfort and joy in our lives. So there's a lot of discomfort and a lot of despair in our world today. It's a very challenging time, and it's a very hard time to find comfort and to find joy all around us. I mean, we say this a lot, like if you turn on the news, if you scroll the news feed, if you read the newspaper, whatever it is, there is a lot of despair and a lot of discomfort going around. And we need to find more comfort, and we need to find more joy in our lives. And what is beautiful about the Christmas season is that at the Christmas season, we are celebrating the fact that there is comfort and joy for all of us out there. That there's comfort and joy that can be found and can be brought into our lives, and that is the promise of Christmas. That's the promise that we have from God in this season, is that God has given us comfort and joy for us in this world. Now, we need to be ready to receive this comfort and joy. We need to be finding ourselves ready to bring this into our lives, and that's kind of difficult when there's so much discomfort and so much despair all around us. And to prepare ourselves for this, we need to be mindful of the fact that many people are struggling, and maybe you are struggling to bring more comfort and joy into your life. Now, this is a very common place to be, where we've lost hope, we've lost focus, we've lost confidence in any number of things that can bring us comfort and joy. But the main thing that can give us comfort and joy is to remember that God is with us, and that God is not done with us. That is the great gift of the Christmas comfort, is the reminder that God is with us and that God came to us. And the great gift of Christmas joy is the reminder that God is not done with us and God is with us as we go forward in our day and age. Now remember, in that very time when Jesus came to us for the very first time, there was a lack of comfort and a lack of joy in the people at the time. Specifically around the people of Israel, the Jews of first century Palestine. Man, they were struggling. They thought God was done with them. They thought God had abandoned them. They believed that the prophets had been silent. They believed that they had been so bad that God had let them been conquered again, this time by the Romans. Now, if you think of a season, an era, a millennia, it might feel like, of great discomfort and great despair, they were going through that. And so in the midst of all of that is when God got to work in this particular way that we celebrate at Christmas. Now, I want to remind us that while Jesus does come, Jesus wasn't the first part of that story at that time. God actually sent John the Baptist to come first in order to prepare the way for Jesus to come, to prepare the people at that time so that they could receive this gift of comfort and joy. And in this time for us, I want to remind each one of us that there may be a sense that the same thing needs to be true for us, because when we live in a life and a world filled with so much discomfort and so much joy, we may need to be preparing ourselves to receive that gift of comfort and joy this year in a new way or in a particular way, because so many people are struggling. Now, what this means for all of us as we seek to embrace this gift of comfort and embrace the gift of joy, that we need to prepare ourselves along the way. So maybe you're watching this at the beginning of December and you have a few weeks out to Christmas. That means you have 23, 24 days, 3 weeks, give or take, on the real calendar to get ready to receive this Christmas gift, the Christmas gift of comfort and joy, that when you find it in baby Jesus, you'll be ready for it. So if you find yourself in this year full of more discomfort and more despair than you really know what to do with, what I want you to remember is that you can prepare yourself all along the way to be ready to find this comfort and joy this Christmas season. You don't have to decide right now that you're gonna flip a switch and be like, oh, I'm full of comfort. Oh, I'm full of joy. That's not how this usually works for most of us. Many people need to be intentional and prepare themselves for the opportunity. And then when you get to Christmas, I want you to be able to receive the gift of God's love, receive the gift of that promise that God is with you and that God is not done with you. That's the Christmas gift that's there for you. But there are some people who are in a good place. There are some people who have more resilience in their lives. There are some people who have been through challenges before and have toughened up a little bit. And if you're in that place where you feel like you have the comfort and joy of God in your life, then in this season of Christmas, I want you to think about how you can be the one who prepares somebody else to find that gift of comfort and joy. Think about the people closest to you that you might be able to see are struggling, and then you can say, I know that they need to find that comfort and joy, and I'm going to be the one who helps them find it, to find that comfort and joy. To say it another way, that you can be the John the Baptist of 2024 that prepares the way so that the gift of Christmas can be received by somebody who needs it the most. And this beautiful thing that will happen is if you're in that place of despair and discomfort, the world will become full of comfort and joy, the kind that God wants for you. And if you're in a place where you are able to help somebody find more comfort and joy, then the world is going to be filled with more of this comfort and joy that is out there for us to find. And when we do this, we help people experience the gift of God's comfort and joy as simply as much as possible. And when we do that, it's a beautiful thing, and it's a Christmas gift to one and all. Just before I was recording this message, I saw on the news that there has been a preliminary ceasefire for the Israel and Hamas war. I think that is just a phenomenal thing that there's a sense of peace emerging. And what a great example of how beautiful it can be when people find comfort and safety and security and hopefully joy to come when they're feeling safe. That's a global example of what it can look like for there to be finding of comfort and joy in this season. Maybe in a global sense, that's going to happen for many people, but in a particular sense, it can happen for you. So God's hope for you this Christmas season and every Christmas season is that you find the comfort and joy that comes from knowing that God is with you, and God is never done with you, never done with me, and never done with us. Because when God is with us, God is for us, and everything can be filled with God's comfort and joy. Would you please pray with me? Holy God, in this Advent and Christmas season that we're in, we're coming to you to ask for one thing this year, to help us find comfort and joy in a brand new way. For some of us, God, we are asking you to help us find comfort and joy because we need it so desperately. And for others, we're asking you to help us find that comfort and joy as we help others find it in their life. Holy God, we ask that you help us to be people who are seeking this comfort and joy, and that you help us find it in this season. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.